The Self-Sensing System. It was fascinating to see how much Sherry benefited from her massage therapy. She felt more relaxed and adventurous in her day-to-day life, and she was also more relaxed and open with me. She became truly involved in her therapy and was genuinely curious about her behavior, thoughts, and feelings. She stopped picking at her skin, and when summer came, she started to spend evenings sitting outside on her stoop, chatting with her neighbors. She even joined a church choir, a wonderful experience of group synchrony. It was at about this time that I met Antonio Damasio at a small think tank that Dan Schachter, the chair of the psychology department at Harvard, had organized. In a series of brilliant scientific articles and books, Damasio clarified the relationship among body states, emotions, and survival. A neurologist who has treated hundreds of people with various forms of brain damage, he became fascinated with consciousness and with identifying the areas of the brain necessary for knowing what you feel. He has devoted his career to mapping out what is responsible for our experience of self. The Feeling of What Happens is, for me, his most important book, and reading it was a revelation. Damasio starts by pointing out the deep divide between our sense of self and the sensory life of our bodies. As he poetically explains it, sometimes we use our minds not to discover facts, but to hide them. One of the things the screen hides most effectively is the body, our own body, by which I mean the ends of it, its interiors. Like a veil thrown over the skin to secure its modesty, the screen partially removes from the mind the inner states of the body, those that constitute the flow of life as it wanders in the journey of each day. He goes on to describe how this screen can work in our favor by enabling us to attend to pressing problems in the outside world, yet it has a cost. It tends to prevent us from sensing the possible origin and nature of what we call self. Building on the century-old work of William James, Damasio argues that the core of our self-awareness rests on the physical sensations that convey the inner states of the body. He writes, "Primordial feelings provide a direct experience of one's own living body, wordless, unadorned, and connected to nothing but sheer existence. These primordial feelings reflect the current state of the body along varied dimensions, along the scale that ranges from pleasure to pain, and they originate at the level of the brainstem rather than the cerebral cortex. All feelings of emotion are complex, musical variations on primordial feelings." Our sensory world takes shape even before we are born. In the womb, we feel amniotic fluid against our skin. We hear the faint sounds of rushing blood and a digestive tract at work. We pitch and roll with our mother's movements. After birth, physical sensation defines our relationship to ourselves and to our surroundings. We start off being our wetness, hunger, satiation, and sleepiness.